Seventh Grade by Gary Sutton. On the first day of school, Victor stood in line half an hour before he came to a wobbly card table. He was handed a pack of papers and a computer card on which he just said his one elective, French. He already spoke Spanish and English, but he thought someday he might travel to France, where it was cool, not like Fresno, where summer days reach 110 degrees in the shade. There were rivers in France, and huge churches, and fair-skinned people everywhere. That way there were brown people all over Victor, besides Teresa, a girl he had liked since they were in catechism classes at St. Teresa's was taking French too. With any luck, they would be in the same classroom. Teresa is going to be my girl this year, he promised himself as he walked, as he left the gym full of students in their new full clothes. She was cute and good at math too, Victor thought as he walked down the hall to his homeroom. He ran into his friend, Michael Torres, by the water fountain that never turned off. They shook hands Raza style and jerked their heads at one another in a saludo de vato. How come you're making a face? Asked Victor. I am making a face, you see. This is my face. Michael said his face had changed during the summer. He had read a GQ magazine that his older brother had borrowed from the bookmobile and noticed that the male models all had the same look on their faces. They would stand one arm around a beautiful woman and scowl. They would sit at the pool, their rippled stomachs dark with shadow, and scowl. They would sit at dinner tables, cool drinks in their hands, and scowl. I think it works, Michael said. He scowled and let his upper lip quiver. His teeth showed along with the ferocity of his soul. Belinda Reyes walked past a while ago and looked at me, he said. Victor didn't say anything, though he thought his friend looked pretty strange. They talked about recent movies, baseball, their parents, and the horrors of picking grapes in order to buy their full clothes. Picking grape was like living in Siberia, except hot and more boring. What classes are you taking? Michael said, scowling. French. How about you? Spanish. I ain't so good at it, even if I'm Mexican. I'm not either, but I'm good at it than math, that's for sure. A teeny three-bit bell propelled students to their homerooms. The two friends soaked each other in the arm and went their ways. Victor thinking, man, that's weird. Michael thinks making a face makes him handsome. On the way to his homeroom, Victor tried a scowl. He felt foolish until one of the corner of his eye, he saw a girl looking at him. Hmm, he thought. Maybe it does work. He scowled with greater conviction. In the homeroom, roll was taken, emergency cards were passed, and they were given a bulletin to take home to their parents. The principal, Mr. Belton, spoke over the cracking loudspeaker, welcoming the students to a new year, new experiences, and new friendships. The students gloomed in their chairs and ignored him. They were anxious to go to first period. Victor sat calmly, thinking of Teresa, who sat two ways over, reading a paperback novel. This would be his lucky year. She was in his homeroom and would probably be in his English and math classes, and, of course, French. The bell rang for first period, and the students hurried noisily through the door. Only Teresa lingered, talking with the homeroom teacher. So you think I should talk to Mrs. Gaines? She asked the teacher. She would know about ballet. She would be a great bit, the teacher said, then added, or the gym teacher, Mrs. Garza. Victor lingered, keeping his head down and staring at his desk. He wanted to leave when she did so he could bump into her and say something clever.